Let me get back to my subject at hand, which is the federal convention that is going on right now in Congress that most people don't know about. You must not have gotten to notice that when Liz Cheney jumped ship to the other side, although I don't believe that she ever was on this side, if indeed there is a side. And when Liz Cheney jumped ship, and threw all in with, we must bring these rebellions to an end. Now it's rebellions. It's rebellions. Members of the House Select Committee on January the 6th, vice chaired by the she's not a warlock. What is she? She's not a witch. Well, maybe she is a witch. I'm going to use a South Park term. She's a succubus. By the succubus, daughter of Darth Cheney, Liz Cheney, are preparing to launch a major assault on the Electoral College as part of the probe's end proposals. According to Axios on Monday, members of the House panel are split on ideas for electoral reform, which now appears to dominate the committee's talk of legislation that will emerge from the politicized probe designed to persecute political dissidents. Axios reported that the panel's far-left members, including Jamie Raskin, boy, what a piece of demonic work that wretched excuse for a human being is. Raskin. Remember, he was in the second Trump impeachment. He was one of the hangmen. Jamie Raskin of Maryland and Melonhead Adam Shifty Schiff of California have endorsed exploiting the committee to pursue their long-desired destruction of the Electoral College. Now, again, if you wonder why, it's because this will ensure that the Democrat Party will never be out of power. I say it will ensure that the Democrat Party will never be in power, that they will wind up firing themselves, and we should encourage them to do it. You might even pray for this deceit to actually be successful. In contrast, Cheney, who represents the least populated state in the nation with the most to lose, thinks the committee will burn its credibility if it pushes for radical changes like abolishing the Electoral College, according to a source with direct knowledge. She also has joked to her colleagues on the committee that there's no way the single at-large representative for the teeny state of Wyoming would support abolishing the Electoral College. With fewer than 580,000 residents, according to the Census Bureau, Wyoming is home to fewer people than the District of Columbia. The Electoral College, however, guarantees the state three electors to cast votes in presidential elections. Well, one elector represented 712,000 people in California in 2016, for example. The last time the victor lost the official popular vote but captured the White House, one elector in Wyoming represented 195,000 people. The system at the foundation of the Republic offers Wyoming's rural residents influence that would otherwise be erased by the abandonment of the Electoral College. Cheney's Trump-endorsed challenger, attorney Harriet Hageman, blasted the three-term incumbent champion of the January 6th committee, which is now on a path to dismantle the institution that guarantees Wyoming's two often overlooked constituents a voice in their government. Hageman told the Federalist, quote, the Electoral College ensures that states with lower populations still have a voice in electing the president. If the Electoral College were abolished, presidential elections would be decided by libtard voters, emphasis mine, in California and New Tenochtitlan, leaving states like Wyoming voiceless and disenfranchised. This is the reality that Liz Cheney has created by entering into a partnership with the radical Democrats on the January 6th committee. Now, I think that's a bunch of partisan posturing. But make no mistake about this. Does anyone? I guess I'm also the only person that remembers, and I guess most of you don't care about this. H.R. 1. What was in, do you remember what was in H.R. 1? They were going to bum rush this thing to the House of Representatives, and they did, and then they were going to bum rush it through the Senate, get Kamala la 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 to break the tie, and then Biden was going to sign it. Do you remember what was in H.R. 1? Legalized, mandatory, mandated, you can't get out of it, mail-in balloting in congressional and Senate elections in all 50 states. No questions asked. You're not allowed to deviate. You must do it like Philadelphia. What else was in H.R. 1? Basically, the abolition of the Electoral College. Now, please do not misunderstand. You and I aren't electing anyone. Now, we took them by surprise one time in my adult life. Trump. I know some of you go like, "Come on, JKD, Trump was in on it. He wanted it." Maybe they co-opted him. I don't believe at the time. I still don't believe, and you can't change my mind that he was. They totally did not expect. They were completely and totally blinded by their own pride. They did not see they did not see Hillary losing in 2016. They just didn't. Not a one of them. There's no evidence that any one of them saw 2016 coming. They weren't going to let it happen again. So, you can say, "Yeah, but we're going to elect him in 2024. Dude, don't you think that they know what's coming? Look, all of the members, we were talking this morning. Maggie O'Connell was playing a soundbite from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. And she goes, how did this woman makes no sense? Well, how do you get to the highest echelons of elite power? You sell your soul to the Illuminati who represent the fallen angel of light, Lucifer. I know you can laugh, you can yuck it up. You'd smirk and go, "That's funny, TKD. Yeah, no, you had to work your way. No, you don't have to work your way up. No, you do not. You make the deal, you get the riches. It's simple as that. Now, they're going to claim your soul, which is one of these reasons why I don't know that there is any salvation that remains for the people that have made the deal with Beelzebub. By the way, did you see that another member, the former Clinton inner circle supposedly off themselves a couple days ago? This guy apparently performed a miracle while killing himself. He was able to hang himself from a tree with electrical wire and shoot himself in the chest for good measure at the same time. The Daily Mail has a list of all the people. The guy's name was Mark Middleton. He also had connections and ties with one Jeffrey Epstein. Hanged himself and shot himself in the chest for good measure. The Daily Mail has a list of the Clinton body count, which begins Judy Gibbs in 1986, Kevin Ives and Don Henry in 1987, Victor Razor in 1992, Paul Tully in 1992, Paul Gober, 92, Vincent Foster, you already know that one, 93, Stanley Hurd, 93, Jerry Parks, 1993, Edward Willie. Edward Willie was the former husband of Kathleen Willie. Edward Willie, 1993, Herschel Friday, 1994, Kathy Ferguson, 1994, Ron Brown. You remember how they got rid of Ron Brown? They crashed his plane.